This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The news that's fit to talk about right here, whether it's news about you, your family, whether it's news about what's going on around the corner or up the street, down the end of town or wherever you are, we've got it here. We got you covered on the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen with all kinds of items of interest and import. And actually, one of the things that I am all about is having you not be comfortable. I want you to be happy. I want your life to be good. But so many people just settle in to a routine, right? Their life becomes the same thing day after day after day after day. So that's it's a recipe for early dismissal from life. So if you
begin to a rut.
Yeah, right? Exactly. No, it doesn't. It just means you don't challenge yourself or you're not challenged.
Yeah, good enough. Ugh.
Right, yeah. So maybe the way I look at it is I'm uncomfortable when I'm comfortable. That's just the way I am. I don't want to be complacent. And I've found in my life that complacency actually is the enemy of success anyway. And sometimes success is the enemy of success. You know what I'm saying? I'm hungry, and I say that in the most positive sense. I think I'm always interested in the next new thing. And you'll chuckle, you'll say, well, you're not embracing artificial intelligence and you're not very good at computers no, I'm not. You're right about that. So is that something that gets in my way? Yeah, maybe to a point. But there are certain things. I think I'm talking about ideas more than I am things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want my mind to get in the way of new ideas. Not that I want to embrace all the new ideas that are around. I don't necessarily want to do that. But it's just, you know, it's a preference. So you think about it in terms of how it fits you, and we'll take it from there. All right, so let's have some people. I think we should spend this hour talking about people, Jay. What do you say?
Talk about people.
President Biden. Hey, he's gotten a lot of attention for a couple of reasons the last couple of days. He said at the UN that the world is engaged in a, quote, battle between democracy and autocracy. So autocrats, obviously the Russian leader, the Chinese leader, many other leaders, Venezuela, who are like that. But there's a thin line in my mind. This is me sort of in an interpretive way. Democracy and autocracy. We have democracy. Well, we don't really have a democracy. This is not a democracy. This is a republic. There's a difference between a republic and a democracy. We really are not a democracy. So he kind of shows his lack of understanding of the term, but that's not enough. I'm not picking him apart. I just was interested in his ideas that he expressed, and he said them a number of times over the, you know, since he's been elected president, but he kind of went back into them at the UN. And so the United Nations General Assembly, home every year at this time for the annual meeting, everybody that's members goes in and they spout off, you know, blah, 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 blah. And so anyway, Biden trying to capture the core of what's going on there with a message about who has the most global influence. Is it the U.S.? Is it Japan? Is it South Korea? Is it Western Europe? Is it Russia? Is it China? Yada, yada, yada. And, of course, he had a focus on the democracies as being better. And they are. The United States, for all of its faults, is a heck of a lot better than being in being a Russian citizen. If you're a citizen of the U.S., much better. So I said, how many people do you know of who are trying to get into Russia? Do you think they have a porous border? You think they have people from the Middle East trying to get into Russia? Hello. And in China, you try to get into China, they shoot you. So, yeah, there's a difference, for sure. Western Europe has the same problems, a lot of the same problems we do when it comes to illegal immigration. But that wasn't really the core of the conversation. It was about the good guys and the bad guys, in essence. And he was very specific about the bad guys. Then he talked a little about Saudi Arabia. You know, he put the some of what he referred to as flawed democracies like Brazil and India and Israel and Nigeria. I don't know where he what constitutes a flawed democracy. But then he started to separate out not only is it Russia and China, but it's Saudi Arabia and Vietnam, those places. And so, yeah, we keep talking about Saudi Arabia. Everybody takes a shot at him, but we really aren't serious when it comes to them. And I'm not going to go down the same road they've gone down 100 times with the Saudis. I have no use. I would never go to Saudi Arabia. I don't like the Saudis. I think they were responsible. I don't think, I know they were responsible for not only the mayhem of 9/11, but all the oil stuff and things that we've let them weaken our country. We have too strong a tie with them, and it has exposed us time after time after time after time to being a hypocrite as much as anything else. I mean, look at the way the Saudis treat us when it comes to the price of oil, and look at the way they treat us when it comes to other stuff. But they're not loyal at all. They're interested in one thing, and that's him. And that's him being because it couldn't be a her in Saudi Arabia. It's a him, whoever the crown prince is at the moment or whoever. Mm-hmm. Anyway. So what Biden apparently is trying to do is cultivate India as sort of a counterweight to China. I think, didn't we have recently, earlier this year, I think the guy who runs India came to America and he was wined and dined and there's apparently some consternation because Justin Trudeau called up Biden and was complaining about the Indian government killing a Sikh separatist that lived out in British Columbia. And so there's no perfection here, no matter how you slice it. There's a lot of trouble in a lot of countries. It just is, you know, you look around at Turkey and Hungary and Poland and see how close they are to Ukraine and what's going on with them, how the Russians are trying to get them. It's just a mess. I could go through. I'm going through all of this stuff because it's on the top of my mind. But it's just, and the UN is a cesspool of stuff that gets talked about and nothing ever gets done because they're basically, they're ineffective. Zelensky got to speak at the UN, and he said the Russians are weaponizing food and energy prices, not only against him, but the rest of the world. And that's, again, here we are with ourselves in the same situation. You know, it just reminds me of, I'm going to wax somewhat philosophical here, and I'm going to give you an example of what's going on, and we're not thinking about it again. That's the cost of electric power. So everybody, not everybody, so many people are embracing electric cars. And we are, you know, I've told the story on the air a number of times about me being involved in this development. I'm doing a 63-house development down the street on a farm. It's called an agrohood. I did it because I wanted to save the ambiance, and I got somebody to invest in it with me to do what was necessary to at least keep it feeling like the rest of the neighborhood, which is a kind of a, it's an agricultural, it's a very rich, I don't mean rich necessarily in terms of money, but a lot of expensive houses here, but it's a farmy feel. It's a rural feel to a suburban community. So anyway, we're being told that there are all kinds of benefits to go electric and incentives for doing a certain type of stove and certain type of heating and certain of this or that. So here we get, they're incentivizing having on all electric house. So they'll give us, I think it's $20,000 a house if it goes all electric. All right. So many people may not remember the last time this happened, which was probably before you were born, Jay. It would have been late 70s, early 80s. Okay. When everybody went to electric. Everything in the house was electric. Heat, electric, electric, electric. And then after they suckered everybody into getting into the electric heat, or the electric everything in business, the rates doubled, tripled, quadrupled. And that's what they're doing now. This whole thing, I look at it as the business about global warming isn't a scam. But the way it's being approached to fix it is a complete scam. All of this electric car stuff, come on. Electric houses, we're not going to let you use gas in your house anymore because it ruins the atmosphere. Do you know what a load of crud that is? And so people are getting upset about it. We've decided to put natural gas in all the houses that we're building, but there's a huge... You know, the government says, oh, we're going to make it so you can't use new houses, you can't put gas stoves in them. Who the hell are you to tell us that we can't use a gas stove? Right? Or any of that stuff. Look at California. I think New York is close to it. All these so-called progressive states. I live in the the two nuttiest states in the country. And so, you know, it's not, I guess it is a choice. I could go live in New Hampshire, but I don't like living in New Hampshire. I don't want to live in New Hampshire. Nothing wrong with living in New Hampshire. I just don't want to live there.
It's not your cup of tea.
I want to be where I am because I am comfortable. I've lived here all my life, and I like most of what goes on here. So, excuse me. Anyway, the essence of it is if we're not careful, and many of us will not be careful, you get suckered into this all-electric everything, and then watch the rates go sky high. They'll tell you, well, you don't have enough, it's going to, we have more energy. We don't have any fossil fuel anymore to run our plants, so what are we going to run them with? We don't have enough plants, so they call for more energy usage, and therefore supply and demand, we're going to charge you more, and more, and more, and more. And that's what, it starts with the electric car, and it's the electric house, and who else? It's the electric plane. We come up with any number of ridiculous solutions, and you're going to get yensed at the end. You know what it means to get yensed? Yeah.
Yensed? No.
Yensed. It's a rather interesting Middle Eastern expression, meaning you're going to get screwed. Mm. All right. There it is, boys. Girls, have feet. Look out. Look out below. 18 after the hour.
Car Pro News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
Wait until you hear all the details about the next F-150 from Ford's Austin Davis. All right, I'll shut up now as he talks tech.
There's also some tech that we've had before that we've made more readily available, right? And so, like, an example of that is if you're looking at the 12-inch touchscreen. So every F-150 now from XL through the whole lineup has the 12-inch touchscreen. So that big screen in the middle, right? Everyone likes the big screen for nav, you're, you know, playing your music, whatever it may be. So 12-inch touchscreen standard across the board. In terms of new tech, a new 5G modem is now in standard across the lineup as well. So good for over-the-air software updates, Wi-Fi hotspot, things of that nature. So that's standard across the board. We're also going to bring in a heads-up display, which comes in at Lariat. So it kind of projects that, you know, vital information in front of your eyes. So that's on it as well. And then, you know, and Blue Cruise. So Blue Cruise is the hands-free driving is coming in. It's going to ship with the 1.2 version.
With today's Auto News, I'm Laura Reynolds.
That's the roar of a 2023 Ram Power Wagon, and it might just become yours. It's the CarPro.com Win This Truck for Just a Sawbuck promo. Imagine winning a truck worth over $100,000 for just $10. Plus, we're throwing in $8,500 cash to cover those taxes. And your entry supports the Hope Local Charity for Foster Kids. Hurry, visit CarPro.com now and enter as many times as you like. CarPro.com, where you have a friend in the car buying business and maybe a new Ram Power Wagon in your driveway.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, here we are, strong as could be here on Good Day. 23 after the hour, it's social media time. This hour, as with all hours, we find things that are specific, whether it's your comments at our social media, connecting by going to Good Day Networks, at Good Day Networks, or things that impact all of us with regard to social media. Here's something from Alabama that I noticed, one of about three dozen states where lawmakers have introduced this year legislation and some resolutions as well aimed at restricting children all the way through the teen years their access to certain social media. Now, this is a bill that was proposed a month or so ago down in Alabama requiring local schools to prohibit students from reaching social media sites while they are on school-provided internet access. This is an interesting concept.
Which makes sense. I mean,
it does. Yeah.
There's really no reason
for this
to be on social media during
school.
While we're at school.
Nope. It would require all public school ninth graders to get instruction on the risks of social media. This is an interesting concept as well.
It's for this is fantastic.
Yeah.
It's about safety and resources and mental health and.
Yep.
And when you are in ninth grade, oh, that is such a difficult time. You are transitioning from middle school into high school.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, about the age 14, 15, you
not ready for
feel
it.
Like you're older 13. Than you are. There's more. Uh-huh. There are more responsibilities coming, but you still have, hopefully, in naivety. Naivete?
Yeah, I'm thinking about you.
Right now. You're so naive.
You have sent me. You sent me back into, I'm sort of wafting into my time going into freshman year in high school. I pimple-faced little kid, and I thought, oh, my, what are we, you're around the high school seniors and all these girls that have gone through
this
puberty.
This is so much, so significant
around.
Older, right?
Yeah, right. There are all kinds of temptations and confusion that goes with it. This is, school ought to be the same as certain companies, most companies. Employers don't allow their devices to be used for the frivolous use that a lot of people would like to use them for. So why should government-owned devices be any different?
Exactly.
Don't. No, you can't do it. That's it. I'm looking around at some of the responses to some of this stuff because, as you can imagine, it has eked some response from other places outside of Alabama. What was the comment that I liked in here? At the same time where you're having this discussion about bad ideas. Well, bad ideas can spread just as quickly as good ideas. well, whatever is in the internet. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff on social media. No question about it. Our site is fabulous. I do say so myself. I say that because I'm not responsible. Jay is. It's a fabulous place to go. Anyway, back to this bill that is in Arkansas. Apparently, a bunch of other states have already enacted bills that basically require parental consent for minors to use social media sites, period, no matter where they are.
Well, here's the thing. It's way too easy to lie about your age. It's not like you have to submit identification or anything. Mm-hmm. You just select a different year for your birth, and suddenly you're above the age of 13, and you can access a lot of other things.
So here, though, all those heroes that we have at the big companies that have these platforms have sued the states that have put that into effect. So they, you know, they've gone to court to allow children underage to use social media. But it's basically the bottom line here. That's basically what they're doing. TikTok, Facebook, X, they're all in the same group that filed this lawsuit challenging the law from California barring tech companies from profiling children or using personal information. See, this is what you're really dealing with. That's what this is about. These people are curs, and all they want to do is make more money at your expense. That's what it's all about. And yet you're all over all of these social media places. I'm not. I hardly use Facebook at all anymore. I don't use any of the other.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at Silver. SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Hunter Biden will plead not guilty to federal firearms charges after a delay of years by federal authorities to forward the case. Biden is accused of lying about his drug use when he bought a firearm in October of 2018. The 3-count indictment from a special counsel overseeing the case, prosecutors have another issue brought up yesterday. Biden is asking to enter the not guilty plea remotely via video conferencing, saying it would avoid the cost of Secret Service protection as he travels from California to Delaware, an action that was not afforded to presidential candidate Donald Trump. Also in question, Biden's mugshot, taken when the first plea deal was denied by a judge, has not been released by federal authorities. NASA scientists have predicted there's a chance that a massive asteroid that they've been tracking could hit Earth in the year 2182. Bennu, a near-Earth object, orbits the Earth roughly every 6 years. Lance Pry, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's gonna be a good day.
Add your voice to the conversation. Leave us a message on 855-999-DUG.
Next message.
855-999-3684.
Got the message?
Yes.
You have come to the right place for a conversation. That's that, what's that song? It's Brick House, right? Is that, yeah. She's a Brick House, yeah. I like that. Maybe I'm just dreaming. Okay. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen at the ready. We're into the browse phase. Yes. You can set your browser to Good Day Networks. How's that? Never mind all this other stuff. Let's find a browser that says we can, let's create our own browser. Right, Jay? We have to do that. Huh? Yeah, right.
Something to do. That'll be great. And it only right. gives you good news stories.
That's right. Educating your mind without educating your heart is no education at all. Got to connect the heart to the brain. Let's do that. And speaking about, I guess, good news, this is good news. For those of you who are Van Gogh fans, there was a painting that was stolen from the Dutch Museum 3 years ago. and it has been returned in an IKEA shopping bag. Van Gogh's rolling over in his grave. I think that inside this big IKEA bag is one of his masters. The Groninger Museum over in the Netherlands says that this painting by Van Gogh from 1884 was returned after it was stolen. It was stolen 3 years ago, so now they're happy, yada, yada, yada. We're dancing in the aisles. We're grateful to our colleagues for their hospitality on behalf of all. What all does this mean? Who took it? Did they find it?
Yeah, I want to know the story, too. Who took it? Did somebody, the person who returned it, was it the same person that took it? Or did somebody maybe, like, come across it, or they knew about it, and so they stole it from the original thief, and they returned it?
Well, but
like
they must have
a Van Gogh painting?
They've had a real strike of conscience, because this is a $6 million painting, right? Yeah. So, this is a movie. Arthur Brand, who is an art crime detective, stepped in to help. So apparently, whoever it was that had it felt like they were getting close to them.
They couldn't stand the heat.
Right. Bring it back. Is IKEA a Dutch company by birth? Where does IKEA come from? I think it's.
Oh, my goodness. I knew it once upon a time, and now I'm blanking.
I think it's Swedish.
Yeah,
I think IKEA is Swedish.
I think you may be right. There he is, James Collins at the control in our studio in Dallas at the ready. Right again, yes, right. Give him a win on that one, Jay.
Good job, James.
Thank you.
Anyway, so the announcement was Vincent Van Gogh is back. Okay. There's a lot of paintings. I never have understood, because I don't appreciate art so much. How it is that people spend that kind of money for a bunch of splash on a cloth, you know, like canvas, right? The weird things that
everyone is a collector of something.
Yeah, Uri's got a collection of that stuff that he's done, and I look at him and I said, "What is this?" And his response is, "Why don't you appreciate real art?" Well, real art to me is a picture of my dog. Or a picture of my children. That's art. Right? It's not, it's something to frame.
And you're not wrong either. They always say art is in the eye of the beholder.
Exactly. All right, I decided that this hour would be about people, so let's see other people in the news. Gray Mendez, who operated that daycare center. Remember that story from earlier this week?
Yes, yes.
Right? So this one-year-old boy dies in the apartment that's being used as a daycare center, and apparently it's because there were powdered opioids on the table, and so this guy's been arrested, Mr. Mendez has been arrested, and his girlfriend who lived in the apartment with him.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
it was like one
of
those at-home daycare kind of situations.
Right. Yeah, right.
Well, and they were keeping these drugs on the mats, play mats that the kids actually use for.
How'd they get certified? I want to know how the city of New York certified these people have this. What they have to.
They
been,
may not
didn't
have,
just start
it's
using.
Very, it's very yeah. possible they may not have. A lot of people, they just kind of start off being a nanny or whatever, and then word of mouth, and the next thing, and they know they have an actual daycare.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've been charged with some kind of aggravated murder, right, or assault or manslaughter.
Mm-hmm.
Endangering the welfare of a child and manslaughter things, charges, among other things. So go to jail, leave them in jail. That's the end of that. Okay, let's see here. Next name in the news is Laura Barraja. That is an interesting collection of names from San Jose. She's now a quadruple amputee after contracting a bacterial infection that came from undercooked fish.
I believe it was tilapia, right?
Be a warning to you. I don't like tilapia anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's gross. And to have undercooked anything, meat, poultry, pork, fish, you got to cook it through and through. This woman almost lost her life. She was on a respirator They put her into a medically induced coma. Her fingers turned black. Her feet turned black. They had to take them off. What is this woman going to do? She's got a 6-year-old son. All four of her limbs had to be removed to save her life.
Mm-hmm.
Good God. Oh, what a horrible way to learn a lesson. Let that be a lesson to all of you. Eating raw or undercooked seafood, I think sushi should be outlawed. There's no such thing as healthy. People say, well, eating raw. I'm in the raw school. I've sold raw milk on my farm, and it's been great. But you got to make sure that
it is. You
have
to know from where it's
great.
Coming.
You got to know.
You have to really trust. Yeah, a lot of
right.
that stuff only eat at like high quality restaurants. Where, and even then, you're still kind of.
It's dicey.
Mm-hmm.
It's dicey. 1 in 5 people who get this infection die within 1 to 2 days of getting ill. Right? This has happened in Connecticut. It's happened in New York. There's a bunch of fish, apparently. You don't know where that fish came from. It's not as much of it comes from Asia. And nobody knows what the conditions are like. It's just foolish. So as my father or my uncle used to say to me, let this be a lesson to you. Right? Do I sound like I'm preaching? I don't want to sound like a preacher.
Yeah, I was actually envisioning you like wagging your finger right now in front.
Really?
There it is. You know, like that finger extended, like,
right,
you better
exactly.
listen to me.
The fickle finger of fate. Next name in the news is Lindsay Stallworth. Lady from Alabama. Young lady. Loves to look for shark's teeth. Huh. She's a recipient of something a little more surprising than that. This is about the 15th time this summer we found somebody who's been out looking around, just fossil hunting, not even sometimes looking. They find these teeth. So here's another example. This youngster out with her high school biology teacher, noticing some small bone fragments embedded in a soft rock. And they followed them up the hill to find a complete skull of a 34-million-year-old whale. The prize is the skull from a 34-million-year-old whale.
So impressive.
That's a great biology lesson, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, she's been collecting these teeth for a lot, most of her high school career, it looks like. Has she gone to this area before? And it must be the teacher is on to her being, you know, very interested. So you encourage them. So they've, the teacher says very rare. This was on a farm someplace in Alabama. So good for her. 34 million. Imagine touching something. That's what I kind of think is exciting about this. You found something and you can touch it. That's been in existence for 34 million years.
That's
it's
just
there.
So cool.
Isn't it? Apparently, this is a, they found this is, this, doing the data, what do they call it? Data, what do they do that, the time thing? The data.
The time capsule?
No, there's a time thing you can put it into a machine and the time, tells you how old it is. Anyway, I forget what that thing is. But the fact is 34 million years old. Woo-wee! God love her. Okay, let's see. Here's another woman named Tretest Belmont. It's a pretty sad story. She's struggling with depression. Grandmother just died. Going through a dramatic breakup. The whole business about depression, I don't think is well understood in our country. That's a lady who was teaching a dance class. She didn't have a driver's license, so she relied on a friend to drive her to and from her work every time she went over there. One day she found the friend didn't show up. She waited for hours, and then she ended up walking home. She went over a high bridge. She got there. She stopped for a while. You know what she was thinking, having one of those days. It was a horrible day. I looking down at all those cars, just feeling so useless, this woman is saying. Like a burden to everybody in my life, I decided this may have been the time to end it.
Mm-hmm.
I was crying and sobbing. working up the courage to just jump. But I knew at that moment that it was going to make everybody's lives better, so she thought. So then the driver, who's going by at that moment, didn't see Belmont, this lady, Trieste Belmont's face, and she went over the bridge and she hollered out the window, "Don't jump!" And so this lady said, clicked a light bulb on in her head, if a stranger could care enough to speak up and say, "Don't jump," then I guess suicide wasn't the answer. So she enrolled in a therapy session with some friends, and family has helped her out. And so she's not feeling that life is as horrible as it was. And I tell you, this
is a divine intervention of that driver being in the right place at the right time.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. This is good. I'm going to go from, that's kind of a good story. Another name in the news is Warrick Dunn. They've remembered him, former NFL player. Recently surprised a single mother and her daughter with a new home in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. He's done this 217 times with money that he's made. He's fine. He gets people to work with him. He works with Habitat for Humanity. He is helping a school where he graduated. He helped to finish this house himself and furnish it. So this mother, single mother and the child have a home because of him. They raised $85,000 for this house using this guy. I thought that was kind of a cool story. All right, let's help. That's what we're here to do, all of us. We're here to help. So do it. 48 past the hour.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Here comes Elizabeth riding on her white horse to help Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller, those people who want to get transformed, Elizabeth, right?
Exactly. You know, Calitrin, it's not a magic pill. It's nothing crazy. But what it is it's healthy weight loss. Healthy weight loss is 1 to 2 pounds a week. That's where you can maintain it and keep it off even after you get off of the product. Calitrin has a huge 86% success rate. So you're going to see the results with it. When you drop 10, 20, 30, 40, or even 100 pounds, you're walking around with so much less weight on your body. You just feel good. You've got more energy. You've got less joint pain. Overall, you feel better, more confident. Like all of your numbers start looking better across the board, too. You're getting healthier. So it just feels good all around when you're doing it the right way.
That's it. Toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. In addition to all the other great things that we've talked about here, get free shipping using that. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. Toploss.com.
At Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple. Because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right, here we are, 53 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program rolling along. excuse me. I'm going back. Warren's not here, excuse me. Warren's not here today. Good heavens.
Yeah, how are we going to have fur baby talk? Although I could just put the mic up next to my Daisy. I love that we both have Daisy dogs. And you can hear her snoring. Getting those fluffy.
Excuse me for the interruption. Thanks to the ragweed. It's doing us all a big favor. I was thinking about the art. We were talking about Van Gogh earlier and all of the art auctions that there are around and how much money. So I did a quick search. Here I am. James, I'm taking a lesson from you. Last year in America, $18 billion was invested in masterworks. So somebody's investing in famous masterpieces to the tune of $18 billion. I find that to be
absurd. Do with your money what you will, but whoa.
God love you. All right, I have, because Warren's not here, a couple of different things that I want to go over with you, including what's happening next Monday. Next Monday is If You See Something, Say Something Day. U.S. Department of Homeland Security recognizing next Monday as If You See Something, Say Something. There's good and bad to this. Let's listen to the good side from Mitchell Parker.
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security encourages everyone to participate in If You See Something, Say Something Awareness Day, also known as CSAY Day, on September 25th. DHS Program Manager Susanna Marking shares how you can participate.
We all have someone or something to protect. Everyone plays a role in keeping our community safe. September 25th is If You See Something, Say Something Awareness Day. Pledge to protect your community by reporting terrorism-related suspicious activity to local authorities. Remember, factors such as race, ethnicity, gender, national origin, religion, sexual orientation, or gender identity are not suspicious. If you see something, say something. Be the one that speaks up, and your tip could help save a life.
This September 25th, take time to visit dhs.gov/CSAIDay to learn about the signs of suspicious activity that should be reported to local authorities.
Take the pledge to protect your community. Let's work together to keep our nation safe.
All right. So people have messages, and they pay me to present messages. And I think that's that message, if you see something, say something, is a good message in the main. However, it has been abused, and I'm not sure that people understand, you know, if you participate in this, what are the ramifications? Let's say you're wrong. Somebody may, you know, you see this in movies all the time. Look, it's a gun! And it's not a gun. It's, you know, something. How many people, you know, this year have been shot by authorities and they thought somebody was reaching for a gun, and in fact they were reaching their phone or something like that? These stories happen all the time.
Well, and also,
so,
haven't we learned yet? like, don't reach for anything.
Yeah, you should think that.
Just
that
no matter who you are or what you're doing, just put your hands up. Just wait and cooperate, and
but
no sudden movements.
In your experience, do you feel like sometimes this is overdone? That people are is this a campaign to help us? Or does it, and the intention is good, no question about it. But is it that people overreact to it or react the wrong way? And has it been overemphasized because of the fear-based thinking that is basically promulgated by social media and the news media to a point as well? If you see something, so it's like everybody's a bad guy. I remember when the IRS did this and how completely, it was a complete flop. People were saying, oh, my next-door neighbor just got a new boat. You better look into that. And the IRS would come out and look into the boat, and it wasn't the guy. You know, the guy borrows a boat from somebody, parks in his yard, and next-door neighbor says, he's got a new boat. You better check into that. What the hell business is that of yours?
Well, but also, it can go so many different ways. It can be that there is a situation there and somebody says something. There could be a situation where neighbors fight and someone's just being petty.
Well, look at the guy who shot the kid from next door. The 40-year-old guy got shot and killed by his next-door neighbor.
Yeah.
Because he was trimming the hedges along the line. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, and then you have other situations where I think a lot of this happens, that people see something and they don't say anything, either because they don't want to be seen as overreacting.
Right. Or so it's a happy medium.
Yeah, or a Karen or something else. And then other times it's just people will come for you if you're wrong.
Yeah. So if you want to do something, you can learn some of the signs. You go to the website, see something, say something. And then you can learn, you know, the signs, if you will, of real suspicious activity rather than some of the silly stuff that gets made up. That'd be my advice to you at 59 past. This is Good Day.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.